Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, talk about your team's performance yesterday and how tough it was to see that you didn't get a win out of that one.
Well, to be honest, Kelly, for all of our games up to this point, it was clearly our most complete, just in terms of how we wanted to play again. I just thought we pushed the pace, we got pucks deep, we controlled the puck, possessed the puck in the offensive zone, created a lot of opportunities, got a lot of pucks to the net, limited them. I think they only had 11 shots on goal, 5-on-5. So all those things, generally, you control that part of the game, there's a pretty good chance you're going to come out on top. Unfortunately, last night, hockey once again proved to be a pretty cruel sport, and we didn't get rewarded. Again, hats off to their goaltender. I thought she was outstanding. But just again, in terms of our effort, in terms of our play, we were really, really pleased.
Well, I know your team had quite a few rebound attempts. I know she gave up some big rebounds. Is there a difference in positioning for those rebounds when you're on a bigger sheet of ice?
That's a good question, Kelly. We always say go to the blue paint and you've got to be around the blue paint. Good goaltenders, if they see it, they're going to stop it for the most part. And if you're not in that, if you don't get in tight, if you don't get into those dirty areas, it's going to be real tough to score in this league. And so, I think you saw yesterday two or three that come to mind where we got the puck to the blue paint, there was rebounds, and we had, bang. Claire had one where she was robbed on the initial shot. There was a rebound, and it was right there. I'm not sure if Paluzny got it, if a defenseman got it. I'm just still not sure how it didn't go in. But, again, that's what we need to do. We need to create that chaos. We need to be around the blue paint. And again, just come in at an angle where obviously you're going to have net to shoot at rather than being too far outside, too deep. That's just having good hockey sense.
Well, I know the Huskies' offense, they scored twice in that second period. You guys didn't give them a lot of offensive zone time in that second period, but what were their tendencies? How were they able to get against you guys?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it was not one of their top two lines that scored the first goal. We just had a little bit of a breakdown in coverage. Didn't take away the low ice on a play. They just ran a first post near side play where they basically just threw the puck to the one spot, and she didn't look. She just threw it to the slot, and our weak side wing was there, but didn't have the stick. You don't want to be there and be the first one to pat somebody on the back for scoring. If you're there, you want to make sure that you get that stick and get it up so she doesn't get a shot off. But our defense could have helped by taking away low ice and maybe not allowing the pass out. And the second goal was, again, looking at it, to us, it was clearly played with a high stick. It hits the post and bounces right out, so Kerrigan never really got a chance to react. But we did not do a good job of boxing out, and we allowed we allowed their player to get to that front of the net and tap in that rebound. So it doesn't take much. They've got some really talented forwards, and if you give them time and space, you give them some room, they're going to hurt you. And unfortunately, that's what happened on that second goal.
Well, I know I talked to Claire last night after the game, and I know she loves the Olympic-size ice because there's a lot of space, a lot of room to move. Her line looked so good last night, Claire, Paige, and Reese. 17 shots on net for that line. Obviously, speed and skill really Olympic-size ice bodes well for, doesn't it?
Yeah, they were outstanding, Kelly. You're spot on. I thought they were dominant all night long and had the puck for the most part, had the puck in the offensive zone. And what you said there, that 17 shots just from that line alone was huge, and we just need it again. Now it's not shots, but let's see if we can't capitalize on some of those. And I know they're trying. Obviously, they did everything they could, but that's part of the game. You just got to keep throwing pucks to the net, and hopefully, eventually, something's gonna happen for you.
Well, you got Emma Polesny sitting out today. They're gonna start Ahola in between the pipes. What does that change for your team? Have you scouted her?
Oh, she's good. Yeah, she's good. She her collegiate debut, she shot out Mankato here, and I thought she played well against Minnesota. So she's a very talented goalie. She squares up well, moves laterally well. So, but it doesn't really change anything for us. We've got to come out with the same energy, the same urgency, and see if we can't get as many pucks to the net. Again, just be, the word tenacious comes to mind again. We got to be tenacious around that net.
When it comes to conditioning, obviously St. Cloud State is used to playing on this big sheet of ice. How do you see your team coming into game two here?
Well, I think it's more of a mental thing. They'll be ready physically, no question. It's just, it's obviously a short turnaround. You're playing in the afternoon, but you know, that's you know, one, the good thing is you get an opportunity to get right back out there and play after a tough setback the night before, and you got a chance to do something about it. So, but we'll need everybody. You know, it's going to be a 60-minute battle again, and we're going to need everybody that's healthy and dressed to provide to help us out for sure.
Well, I noticed you shuffled your lines. Lydia Passolt was out yesterday. She's out again today. Ellie Mosier, I see, is out of the lineup. What is her status?
Day to day. Hopefully she'll feel better as the week progresses.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here today?
Well, again, Kelly, I think our start's going to be really important. I think we need to come out right off the bat and get pucks past their defense and get after them and just set the tone early and just try to sustain that for 20 minutes at a time. We can't look for offense. We've got to work for it. That means being really good in our defensive zone, being good in the neutral zone. And if we do that, that's going to create offensive opportunities, because then we'll have the puck and again, manage the puck, get it past their D and get after it.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame. Go get that win.
Thanks so much, Kelly. Appreciate it.